Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. Joining us now is Russ Feingold, who represented the state of Wisconsin in the United States Senate from 1993 to 2011, serving on the Judiciary, Foreign Relations, Budget, and Intelligence Committees, a former Rhodes Scholar and an honors law graduate from both Harvard Law School and Oxford University. Since leaving the Senate, Senator Feingold founded Progressive United, an organization devoted to challenging the dominance of corporate money over our democracy. He's the author of the new book, Just Out, While America Sleeps, a wake-up call for the post-9/11 era. Welcome to Background Briefing, Senator Russ Feingold.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
And obviously, While America Sleeps is borrowed from Winston Churchill's 1938 book, While England Slept. And then later, of course, John Fitzgerald Kennedy wrote Why England Slept. And,
exactly.
And Churchill, of course, wrote in his book, New Conditions, the new conditions under which we now have to dwell. What are the new conditions under which we have to dwell today?
Well, your account of where I got the title from is exactly right. And that's part of a quote from Churchill where he's warning the English people of the buildup of German armaments. And he says, you know, we're England's sort of like an island, is an island nation. And we sort of got the attitude that we were invincible. Well, I think we got a wake-up call on 9/11 10 years ago. And I think we all realized that we had to have a better awareness of the rest of the world and get ahead of crises and threats. But it seems to me like we've gone back to sleep. It seems to me that we're not doing that now. We're so at each other's throats domestically and acting as if Al-Qaeda is all done, which it is not. And so it reminds me a little bit of our lack of listening to warnings in the past. And I'm trying to say to people, we have got to be able to do both domestic and international things at the same time in order to be safe.
But it seems in many ways you voted against the Patriot Act, a lone voice in that regard, that in many ways we seem to be punishing ourselves for what others have done to us with the National Defense Authorization Act. And I've never understood why this global war on terror, why it is that we are attacking Islam rather than Islamic radicals. And the only people who can dissuade an Islamist from becoming a radical are moderate Islamists. And surely they're the people that we should be nurturing.
You know, you couldn't be more right. The first half of my book, While America Sleeps, is about the international mistakes we've made, sort of invading one country at a time and not really looking at Al-Qaeda as a whole. We see the tragic consequences of that in Afghanistan today, where we stayed far too long. But there's also the domestic side. It's what I call it, what you're talking about, the exploitation of the fear of 9/11, using it to pass a Patriot Act that still hasn't been fixed, that allows the government to go after people's library records who've done nothing wrong. And as you very well mentioned, you know, the way in which Muslims in America are being treated in the last couple of years, after a pretty good start, they're being made to feel pretty unwelcome in this country with ridiculous things like not letting people open up a mosque in southern Manhattan. That is a huge mistake because it sends a signal both domestically to some 10 million people, but it also sends a very negative message to a billion people around the world, most of whom are peaceful and most of whom we would like to have a good relationship with. So, yeah, there's both the international and domestic side of the failure and what I call the going to sleep syndrome.
And Senator Russ Feingold, in your book, While America Sleeps, A Wake-Up Call for the Post-9/11 Era, you talk about how you were wasting so much of your time there in the United States Senate impeaching President Clinton while Al-Qaeda, who are essentially serial killers, were kept striking at us. And as you recall, after the U.S. embassies in Africa were bombed, President Clinton sent some cruise missiles, which would have perhaps got bin Laden had the Pakistanis not tipped him off. But the long and the short of it is, at that time, I recall that the Republicans were saying that he was trying to distract America from his problems involving consensual dalliance with
the famous wag the dog accusation. Remember that?
I do. That's what.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. So they were so busy with their cultural war, as Henry Hyde called it, that, you know, the really obvious signals weren't picked up by any of us in a way that it should have been. It was, the bombing of the embassies in Africa. Also, just a year after the impeachment trial, the attack on the USS Cole in Aden Harbor, where 17 American sailors died. The early 2001, remember those ancient Buddha statues that were destroyed by these crazy Taliban people? There were so many warnings that we didn't pick up because we were distracted. Well, I would argue the same thing is happening right now. Take a look at what's happened in Nigeria in the last year with a group called Boko Haram. They're acting very much like an Al-Qaeda kind of group. They pulled up all kinds of attacks, including yesterday. They killed 180 people on January 20th in six separate attacks in Kano. They blew up a UN facility, and it's like we saw this movie before. Why aren't we paying attention to a continually active threat? People already have this attitude that it's all over, and it's not.
Well, isn't it more than a threat, though, in the sense that we are so compromised with our relationship with Saudi Arabia? After all, that is where Al-Qaeda came from, and they're still the mosques. The Saudis are funding mosques and madrasas all around the place, including in Nigeria.
A lot of it does come from there. Mm-hmm.
And here we are, totally dependent upon their oil, and a lot of people are now saying we've got to go to war with Iran because they might shut off the Saudi oil. Maybe we shouldn't be quite a big footprint in that part of the world and be so dependent on the drug that we're hooked on, which is their oil.
Well, that's a huge part of the problem. And, you know, a lot of the problem with our relationship with the countries that are having the Arab Spring has to do with the fact that we support these dictators or regimes that deny the people of those countries the things that we say we value: democracy, human rights, women's rights, all the way from Tunisia to Egypt to Yemen to Pakistan under Musharraf, and certainly including Saudi Arabia. This is a huge part of the resentment that fuels some of these groups, whether they're directly linked to Al-Qaeda or not, and we have got to realize there's a consequence for doing this sort of thing.
So in terms of, obviously, we were very disappointed, those of us and most of our audience is pretty progressive, Senator Feingold, that you lost your Senate seat. And I noticed recently Barney Frank, who's retiring, was when people complain on the progressive side about President Obama not having delivered on all of the hopes and dreams, Barney Frank said, well, you know, one of the problems is the American people. After all, they voted for Obama in 2008, and 2 years later, they voted for the Tea Party. And I'm wondering what it is about that, and you in many ways are a victim of the fact that people just didn't show up in 2010. Are they going to show up in 2012?
Well, that often happens in the off-year elections, and of course, particularly with the economy bad, our side was depressed. You know, people forget that, you know, Obama wasn't even president when the collapse occurred. But the Tea Party did a brilliant job, and then they got co-opted by the Republican Party into turning this into an excuse for big government and big wealthy interests in Washington instead of the opposite. But you know what? I'm not giving up the fight. I'm fighting it on this international issue. I'm fighting on domestic issues, as you said, fighting the power of big money through my group, Progressives United, at progressivesunited.org. And I'm getting excited. I think Obama's going to win, and I think he's going to have a great second term. And I think these right-wingers are going to be discredited because they've thrown everything but the kitchen sink at President Obama. And if he survives, he's going to be in good shape to deliver on some of these things we hope he does.
Well, there has been a significant change in terms of the political zeitgeist, and that's been the Occupy movement in terms of framing things in terms of the 99% versus the 1%. But do you think that we should really call it as it is and question the extent to which our democracy has become a kind of corporate plutonomy or an oligarchy?
Well, it really does so look like that after the Citizens United decision. I'll be giving a speech at Stanford University tomorrow night on this very subject. The corporate domination of our political system to the greatest extent in 100 years as a result of that terrible decision of the United States Supreme Court 2 years ago. That decision has to be overturned. And I think so much is happening with regard to the corruption and disturbing, undisclosed, unlimited contributions. I believe that can happen, but it can only happen if President Obama is reelected so he can appoint the upcoming Supreme Court vacancies.
So what do you tell people that are disillusioned and on the progressive side? I mean, we're always told we got to vote at the last ditch because of the Supreme Court. But in many ways, there seems to be more at stake than ever now.
I would agree with that. It didn't seem like that was possible a couple of years ago, but this decision threw our governmental system into chaos. And even some of the justices are acknowledging that this decision was one of the worst in the history of the country. and something has to be done to address it soon.
Well, Senator, I know you've got to go, but I hope we can get a moment soon to have a more in-depth interview with you.
Because I don't see why not. I would really enjoy that.
Well, we'll try and arrange it.
I'll be in Los Angeles making appearances this coming weekend concerning the book While America Sleeps, and I look forward to seeing people.
Well, thanks a lot. We hope we can do it.
Next weekend.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, I've been speaking with Russ Feingold, who represents the state of Wisconsin in the United States Senate from 1993 to 2011, serving on the Judiciary, Foreign Relations, Budget, and Intelligence Committees. He's a former Rhodes Scholar and an honors law graduate from both Harvard Law School and Oxford University. Since leaving the Senate, Senator Feingold founded Progressives United, an organization devoted to challenging the dominance of corporate money over our democracy. He's the author of the new book, Just Out, While America Sleeps, a wake-up call for the post 9/11 era. We're going to take a brief station break and be back talking about the Academy Awards coming up tonight.